Coming up on episode number 550, Cover Story Night tonight, and let's go ahead and focus our lenses on a singer that we lost 50 years ago this week in a plane crash outside of Clear Lake, Iowa, that also took the lives of the Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. Buddy Holly, covers of his music, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is February 5th. 2009. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville. Tonight, focusing on Buddy Holly, who was killed in that plane crash in 1959 in Clear Lake, Iowa, after that fateful concert. Now, Buddy Holly, for being a performer for such a short time, you know, when really you look at how long he was actually a performer, was so inspirational. You look at power pop legends these days, like Dave Edmunds and Nick Lowe and Marshall Crenshaw all owe a debt of gratitude to Buddy Holly. Of course, The Look, whether or not it really inspired Elvis Costello, certainly appears like it could have. And then all those other artists like Roy Orbison and Bill Haley and the Comets and Eddie Cochran, Everly Brothers, all around that time that they carried on that same legacy, that same kind of style, a 50s style of music. Tonight we're going to hear some of those songs done in different renditions, and it's funny, when you look at Buddy Holly's music, you think of those big hits right off the top, things like Peggy Sue and Oh Boy and That'll Be the Day, and then as you start going deeper you're thinking, oh yeah, of course, you know, there's Rave On and It's So Easy and Every Day, and as a matter of fact, Every Day we're going to go ahead and start with tonight. A cover that came out in 2005 in a very unusual cover album. It was a cover album that was also the soundtrack to a video game called Stubbs the Zombie. Featured such a great lineup of artists and such a great collection of covers that really took the songs out of their normal style and into a whole new style, and also provided the backdrop to what I hear was an actual a pretty good video game. Never played it, but one of these days I'll check it out. Let's start off with Rogue Wave from that Stubbs the Zombie soundtrack. Rogue Wave and their cover of Every Day. Thank you.
And you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you were meant for me. Stars appear and shadows are falling, and you can hear my heart. Everything right, I'm gonna see my paradise. All my love, all my kisses, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you were meant for me. Dum diddy dum dum, oh boy. Dum diddy dum dum, oh boy. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you are meant for me. All my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you are meant for me. Stars appear and shadows are falling, everything right. I'm gonna see my paradise. All my love, all my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world can see that you were meant for me.
MXPX from the album On the Cover. Album that came out in 1995 and, of course, shares a lot of lineage with the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, not just, I think, a member, as well as just that punk style that is so prevalent. There is MXPX, Oh Boy, from that On the Cover album. Before that, Blondie with I'm Gonna Love You Too. This came out in 1978, but I've just recently gotten it on the Parallel Lines Deluxe Collector's Edition. Now, this is a great album, especially if you're a fan of Blondie, because it comes with a DVD of videos from that album. And, man, Debbie Harry, what a sex pot she was, man. You gotta say. And that's a great cover there. It was also recommended by Wayne from the UK. And then we started off with Rogue Wave. I said kind of fast before, so I'll slow down. Rogue Wave, with a cover of Buddy Holly's Everyday from the 2005 album Stubbs the Zombie, the soundtrack to the video game. How about that? All right, tonight, Coverville is brought to you by the fine folks at Audio Engine USA. Now, last time, I meant to talk about the Audio Engine 5s. I called them the Audio Engine 2s, but I meant the Audio Engine 5s. I did correct myself. Tonight, let's talk about the thing that's not a speaker that they offer, which is the Audio Engine W2. Now, I talked about the W1s a while back, how they're a little pair of dongles. You plug one into your laptop, plug the other one in your stereo, and you wirelessly send the music from your laptop or anything with an eighth-inch output jack out to the stereo. Something that they've just added that's even cooler, as if it were possible to be even cooler than that, is the Audio Engine W2. Clever name there. Just add one to the W1. This is a wireless attachment, a little box that plugs into the bottom of your iPod. Now, it works with the iPod Classic, the iPod Video, the iPod Nano, basically any of the iPods that have the long, thin connector on the bottom. Also works with the iPhone and the iPod Touch. And it also does the same thing. It wirelessly broadcasts the music from your iPod, iPhone, whatever, to wherever you want it to go, whether that be your laptop or your stereo or your car stereo, for example, or a pair of speakers. It's really, really cool, and it works, bam, right out of the box. You don't have to worry about pairing everything up or entering Bluetooth codes or anything like that. You pop this thing out of the box, and it just works, which is awesome. And if you want something like this or the fine speakers that Audio Engine offers, all you have to do is visit AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, and you'll get 10% off your Audio Engine purchase. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. Well, it's no secret that a couple of Buddy Holly's biggest tracks were also covered most famously by Linda Ronstadt, and I'm talking about It's So Easy and That'll Be the Day. Well, we're going to play a couple covers of the Buddy Holly tune that are not Linda Ronstadt, starting off with a group called the Flamin' Groovies from an album Teenage Head, taking it back into that straight-up rock and roll. Here's That'll Be the Day by the Flamin' Groovies.
Go right on, you know, whatever you want to do next.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you take me crying away. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die away. You give me all your loving and your turtle loving, all your hugs and kisses and your honey too. Well, you know you love me, baby, but see you tell me, baby, that's so. Say goodbye, yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. When you say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Mm-hmm.
That is It's So Easy, performed by the band Hot Tuna from their album Hop Corv. Now, Hot Tuna is, speaking of lineage, was a spinoff, I should say. A couple members of Jefferson Airplane, the original Jefferson Airplane, left to form Hot Tuna, that great rock group of the 70s. Before that, the Flamin' Groovies with a cover of That'll Be the Day from their album Teenage Head, recently remastered in 1998 for release. Great cover there of That'll Be the Day. And let's jump into our last set right away here. Now, it's no secret. Boy, I said that last time. It's no secret. but it's no secret that I'm a fan of Pat D'Anizio. Originally from the Smithereens back in the 80s and 90s, he has struck off on his own for several years now, put out several solo albums, and the man, the man is a nonstop cover machine, let me tell you. The end of last month, end of January, he released a brand new album called Pat D'Anizio, Buddy Holly, and it's fantastic. Covers of all of Buddy Holly's biggest hits, and unlike the Beatles covers that the Smithereens put out last year, he really takes this stuff in a new direction. Now, the Smithereens released Meet the Smithereens last year, and it was a tribute to the Beatles. They were very faithful to the originals. But for the new album, for Buddy Holly, Pat D'Anizio, Buddy Holly, he really does take the songs in a brand new direction, as evidenced by the song I'm going to play right now. It's a cover of Peggy Sue, probably Buddy Holly's best-known track, covered here by Pat D'Anizio.
Then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, girl. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, oh, Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. My Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I need you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, girl, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true, oh, Peggy. My Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, girl. I want you, Peggy Sue.
I'm calling for you, dear. Now you're gone. Blue days, black nights. My heart keeps on calling for you, dear. And you all alone. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me. But now you're gone. And I am left here here all alone with blue memories. I think of you. Sorry, I gave you reason to doubt me, 'cause now you're gone, and I am left here all alone with blue memories. I think of you. Blue days, black nights, I didn't realize I would miss you the way I do. And now, somehow, I know that I will pay for the times I have made you blue. Memories of you make me sorry. I gave you reason to doubt me, but now you're gone, and I am left here all alone with blue memories. I think of you, but now you're gone, and I am left along with blue memories. I think of you.
You boys know Ray Vaughan?
Yeah, yep. Sure.
How about like this?
Oh, hey, little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Ray Vaughan, it's crazy feeling it. I know you've got me reeling when you say I love you. The way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight. Rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Well, rave on, well, hey, rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling. I'm so glad that you're revealing your love for me.
That is a band called The Rockers, which was produced and had some piano help there by Warren Zevon. On vocals is a guy named Bob Green, and if you're a listener to NPR or you read a lot of books, you know Bob Green is a commentator for NPR as well as an author. Well, in 1992, at a Jan and Dean concert, he was invited to come up on stage and sing with the band, and he actually toured with the band from 1992 all the way until 2007, and just recently wrote a book about that. About halfway between that, though, in 1999, he recorded that album with the Rockers, also other people on that, Maya Angelou, Stephen King, just to name a couple more authors that are part of the Rockers. Cover there, Rave On by the Rockers from that 1999 album, Stranger Than Fiction. Before that, you heard J.P. McDermott and Western Bop, a great album called Last Fool Here. Came out in 2005. But it's that blend of country and rockabilly that for me is one of my favorite styles of music. I love that style of music. And that's a cover, Blue Days, Black Nights, again, J.P. McDermott and Western Bop. And then we started the set off with Peggy Sue by Pat DiNizio, formerly of the Smithereens, now a Well, I guess the Smithereens are not broken up because he still does stuff with them. So not formally, but a member of the Smithereens, lead singer of the Smithereens, and also a fantastic solo artist, just came out with that brand new album, Pat Denizio, Buddy Holly. On iTunes, it's called Pat Denizio Sings Buddy Holly, but you'll find it if you just do a search for Pat Denizio. Came out just at the end of last month, just in time for the anniversary of Buddy Holly's death, and is a great collection of covers of Buddy Holly songs. All right, and that is going to do it for tonight's episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for listening. Nice little short one here. Tune in next time. It'll either be an all-request show or a theme show of some sort or another. Until then, this is Brian Abbott. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you how to get in touch with me. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line, 206-222-COVER, or post a message on the weblog or visit the forums. You'll find both of those at the newly redesigned coverville.com. All right. We'll be back with another episode next week. Thank you for listening. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville. All that bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CashFly, CashFly, spell it right, .com.